Nigel Farage's Reform Party pulls ahead as most popular party in Britain. By Kurt Zindelka on February 18, 2025. Nigel Farage's Reform UK has cemented its lead in the polls and has begun to pull ahead of the Westminster establishment parties, according to a survey from YouGov. Just over 7 months after the leftist Labour Party swept to power in the UK following the collapse of the neoliberal Conservatives, Nigel Farage's insurgent sovereigntist populist Reform Party has begun to entrench itself as the preferred party of the British voter. According to a poll conducted this week from top survey firm YouGov, Reform UK has increased its lead over other parties and now stands clearly on top at 27%, compared to 25% for Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer's Labour, and 21% for the faltering Tories. Commenting on the results, Nigel Farage's deputy MP Richard Tice remarked on X, Reform pulling ahead further from Labour and the Tories, despite all the nonsense spouted by increasingly desperate opponents. Only Reform UK can get the UK growing again and make people better off. Reform chairman Zia Yusuf added, Reform extends its lead in the polls. The latest YouGov poll has us 6 points clear of the Tories and 2 points clear of Labour. Reform is heading for government. The survey from YouGov also found that for the first time in its polling, Nigel Farage has pulled ahead of Prime Minister Starmer outside of the margin of error in favourability rankings. According to the pollster, Farage stands as the highest favourability of any leading politician in the country at 30%, compared to 27% for Liberal Democrat leader Ed Davey, 26% for Prime Minister Starmer, and a paltry 17% for Tory leader Kemi Badenoch. Speaking with Canadian professor Jordan Peterson at an Alliance for Responsible Citizenship ARC conference in London on Tuesday, Mr. Farage rejected the notion that there is a split on the right in Britain, noting that the Conservative Party is not on the right in any measurable way. In comments reported by The Guardian, the Reform boss said that under 14 years of Tory leadership, the UK saw the highest tax burden since 1947. Legal mass immigration on a scale hitherto never even dreamt. Illegal migration, small boats crossing the channel, and the government completely incapable of dealing with it, because they couldn't face up to what membership of the European Convention on Human Rights was all about, and 14 years that saw net zero enshrined into law by a Conservative government. Mr. Farage, whose party has vowed a windfall tax on so-called renewable energy firms to recoup the taxpayer money thrown at the green agenda by both major parties, added, "Our platform is to reindustrialize Britain. Let's produce all the stuff we need in this country. Let's become not just energy independent. We could actually become an energy exporter right now." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.